In total, you look at the local. So, basically, so the two items, so that means the third item is some protection of support. Then the fourth item?
Capacity
building. Capacity
building for the office of building section.
I thought that I heard a joint community city with the trade and industry, if I'm not mistaken, unless I've missed something there.
That is the meeting of the public
protection. Oh, it's the joint.
Sure. Thank you. All right. Apologies. Item number one, I will all in here. There are new members. We are joined with the office of the GM and the office of the minister. We did not invite the minister and the minister for today's meeting because of we can't deal with the program. So we appreciate the fact that you are here to go and convey the message. So that the members should not think that they are not here on purpose. No, we said this is our program, let's deal with our program, then we invite them as ministers. So we appreciate that you are here.
Hi, my name is Ali. I represent an organization called Chartek, and we're working with Western Cape State and Home Department. So I'm just here to introduce our results and the work we do. Thank you.
The member there is
Morning, members and morning, everyone. My name is Bongi Makoti. I'm assigned to this committee to assist with communication and media.
Okay. Communication media, if you want to get communication at different parties, here's the name to go to. If you are disciplined, the chairperson will speak on behalf of the committee. And then, it's okay. What do you want to say? We are not communicating yet. This is a committee meeting.
He wants to tell us who assigned you.
All right. Item number two, consideration and adoption of minutes of proceedings. Can we start with the minutes of the 3rd of July, 2019? Are we there?
Yes.
Thank you. Corrections, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4. Adoption of Mina, can you adopt the Mina? Any mover? A lot of McDonald's.
I voted in adoption.
Any agenda? Honor of Wood Mina. Any members arising from the minutes? Page 1. thank you very much. Can we move to the next set of minutes, the 4th July? Are we there? Yes. Are we having the minutes? Yes. Five correction, page 1. Page 2. And page 3.
Sorry, Chair, on page 2, my surname is not written correctly.
Page 2?
Yes. Bullet number 2.
Bullet number 2?
As well, not bullet
number 2. No, page 2. Yeah,
the L comes before the H.
The L comes before the H. Yeah, sure. The L comes before the H. Okay. Any other correction? Let's go to the minute. Second. By Honorable Ma. Members, I no, Honorable Sikulo.
Honorable Mapena moves.
Honorable Mapena is still busy in the dining room. Can we take it that Honorable Mapena moves?
To move for the minute.
Or anyone else? Because Honorable Zikula is an alternate name. Honorable McDonald moves. In second, let's buy. Yeah. Right? Now, let me say while you are still here, I hope that all members have their gadgets in place, tablets and laptops and so forth. Normally, I read my minutes in my tablet. So as we move, we get to a point where we are prepared. So as we get those minutes, you must have to remember to bring your tablets here. So in my next meeting, I'll be reading from my tablet. So when the minister reads from the paper, I take my tablet and say, Honorable Minister, so I want us to move to that level because everything was registered on time. That is why I moved so far. Okay? We done in the minute. That was item number 3. Consideration and adoption of draft committee program for the second check. They take us through so that we can have our attention when it comes to
so, members, I've given Chairperson a draft program for the committee based on the parliamentary program that was approved on Thursday morning in the joint program committee. In terms of that program, there are only 5 weeks left, 5 weeks in the second term for committee business, but there's 5 weeks meaning there is very little time to do committee work. But, so the term runs from the 20th of August to the 20th of September. I've indicated to Chairperson that due to the budget roll debate that we are scheduling very early for the party of transport. The committee does not have time to engage with the entities of the department under the annual performance plan. And it's very important that the members have the time to interact. In the first parliament, the committee actually, the previous committee met with the entity in housing because the department has a lot of infrastructure and it made a lot of sense to visit these entities, to see what they're doing, so that the committee has a good understanding of the business of the entity. By the time the budget review happens in October. Also, members, once the committee is used by legislation, it will be very difficult to interact with the entities on a regular basis. So I've discussed myself and supporting, discussed the possible program last week, and the suggestions that we came up with as follows. On Tuesday, 20th of August, it's a committee day in June. The committee can use the whole day. There is a proposed briefing by the department on the quarterly expenditure. The last committee could not deal with the fourth quarter expenditure for 2018-19. So that will be a good start because it will also give the committee an indication how the department in the last financial year, because that period will play a big role in the assessment of the department's performance during the budget review process. And then the other quarter that needs to be, the department needs to do the commission on is the 2019-20 first quarter expenditure. That is on the 20th, and I've also given a suggestion for the chairperson for using the period after lunch, and that's the matter that was brought to the committee this morning, to have a capacity building session, because the AG's office emailed this morning. The AG's office emailed this morning and asked for the capacity building session, and asked suggested the chair to use the rest of the 20th, the rest of the afternoon, for that session, because it will only be 2 hours. And then members, from the 20th of August, there is a program for interaction with the entity. So members will see on the 27th of August, for the whole day, to meet with Trust and the Melbourne State Regulator. And the suggestion that we've made was that meeting happens in Nigel and Pretoria is the reason for that meeting. The Valor factory for the train is in Nigel. And a lot of the process APP focus on the renewal program, the rolling stock renewal program. So it will be maybe a good idea to see what's happening at the factory before the meeting commences with the truck and the safety regulator. And then on the 28th of August, we meet with the aviation entity around Kensington Park and at Oatango, so that members can have an idea what those entities say and what the operations of those entities entail. That is also a whole day on the 28th. On the 29th, a meeting with RTMC and the Road Traffic Management Agency on their APPs in Midland and Centurion, and then on the 30th, meeting with Samuel on the 2019-20 annual performance plan. That is a week program, and just so that members know, for any business outside of the province or any business basically, that takes the committee outside its usual slot. The committee has to submit an application to House Chair, and so all of this program is basically subject to approval from the House Chair. Then on the 3rd of September, there's a briefing with Road Accident Fund and for the Road Transport Agency. The suggested venue is the Parliament. And then the Friday, the 6th of September, the APP session with SAMHSA and quarter year later. That one will also give the link also in Cape Town, but just so that members know that TASAC has a facility just outside in Klaksdorp where members will have an idea what maritime safety entails. So it will also be a practical meeting. So we suggest that members will come to the office for that. And then from there onwards, members can depart home. The next week, there is a briefing by National Treasury on projects that target is regarding the transport portfolio, because members asked a lot of questions about National Treasury and the involvement in approving these projects, so that would be also part of capacity building. So the advocate now drafted a lot of issues that could be addressed that can be forwarded to members once the checkers have the final list of that. And then Chair will raise the meeting for members consideration for the 11th of September. It is not on this program for the proposed joint sitting for trade and industry. It couldn't be on this program because it's a matter that came up only recently, and it's for the consideration of the committee. The meeting on the 11th is on a Wednesday, is out of the committee slot, and it will be proposed at the joint meeting. Members will have received the electronic and the hard copy version of the report already. And then, Chair, then there's a meeting on the 17th of September where members can discuss the report on the observations and recommendations that came out of the meetings with the APP report. Those reports, when it was tabled on the 2nd of July, it was tabled for consideration and report. So in terms of committee procedure, the committee has to submit a report on the APP to Parliament as soon as possible so that the House consider the recommendations and the observations from the committee. And so then the Speaker, once those become House resolutions, those recommendations will be forwarded from Speaker to the Minister.
Honourable Member, there is a progress in terms of our agreement between this and this. We do 1, 2, 3. We are just putting flesh on what we have agreed. As you consider this on the 11th of September, we have a strong meeting with trade and industry for the purposes of public protection report, and then on Tuesday, the 20th of August, we must set aside the whole day to also include capacity building, especially with as proposed. Let's hear what I remember to say. Any taker, honorable man.
Chair, thank you, and good afternoon, colleagues. Mine is more broader, Chair. Firstly, on the APP, I think it was unfortunate that when we came in, everything was already rushed so that we can meet certain deadlines. So we were sort of put in a corner. We were not able to interrogate them directly. So I think the opportunity to interact with them more intricately will help. But my concern is that we are taking the assumption that everybody would understand, for example, what the mandate of the DOT is without it, beyond reading what the mandate of ATMS and so forth and so forth. I would have preferred that as we engage with the APPs, as we brief the department if we agree, or any entity, we have a slot where we are taken through its mandate, starting with its legislative framework, what put it in place, what is it supposed to do. Because whatever is in the APP, despite the APP being framework documents to align strategy, planning, reporting, evaluation, it should be supporting to what is that entity or what's that department all about. So I would propose or request that as we adopt it, we are not just zooming into the APP. We are more looking into what the department is, what have they achieved so far and so forth as a solid framework going forward and all the entities. Secondly, Chair, the AGSA capacity building, it would have been nice if we would have known what is their proposed capacity building. What exactly do they want to take us on so that we are not caught by surprise. The reason I'm saying so is that it could have been nice that by the time we look at the APP, we are listening to the department and everybody, we already have something we've got from the AG, especially what their concerns are. But it says capacity building, I don't know when we'll have an opportunity to get to know what their concerns are about the department and the entity. Because it will be important that as we engage with the department and the entities, we are able to zoom into the issues that have been highlighted by the AG and not hope that we will do it some other time when the horse would have vaulted from the station. Now, having said that, Chair, I wanted to make those additional things, but just to remind you, Chair, of the ruling party's caucus on the 6th, caucus and voter on the 6th of September, that was just announced earlier on, and that on the 6th of September, we have a program. I hope so. Did I see? Yes, I did. On the electronic version, Chair, I checked on my iPad. Maybe it's not on the iPad, but on the iPad. So just a reminder, not the 6th, but the AFC caucus before that, maybe we need to look at that and maybe slot it in. So Chair, that is my input, and I hope I've made myself as clear as possible. Thank you, Chair.
Another one, thank you, Chair. Mine was a capacity training, and I think that we have covered you on that one. And then, Friday, I was also going to propose that we consider changing the Friday, the 20th May, to the ADIA, to the 19th, to the order of appointment on the 20th of September.
Thank you, Chair. Good afternoon to everybody that slipped behind me without greeting. Chair, I want to first just share some general remarks, and I want to agree with what Honourable Manku said around the importance of aligning what we had to deal with during a very rush process in considering APPs and strategic planning, and the importance of then complying with the schedule of Parliament in that we had a particular deadline to approve the report and get the process going. I think the only opportunity that we might have now to really align key performance indicators or key performance areas of the next financial cycle with all these entities, if we allow our two great researchers, Advocate Nell and Dr. Ngesi, to prepare briefing notes based on historic performances, and not generalize historic performances. What I want to get to is the trend which we've experienced over the last couple of years, that despite service delivery failures, we constantly see 100% achievements, in contrast to what we actually see in terms of service delivery. So there definitely is a general non-alignment in terms of the measurable outcomes which is formulated and often presented by the officials of these different entities for us as political leaders to just accept, because simply it's past the stage, and I think this must be changed around. There must be proper consideration of all the fields of key performance indicators, key performance areas, approval of these, which then in particular is aligned to service delivery, so that the horses are in front of the cart and not the other way around. And I think we can play a big role in this suggested engagement with each of the entities based on what I propose, that we get proper briefing notes from historic information about achievements of these different entities opposed to our experience of what we get told when we engage with public. Chair, if you would allow me, then I also have some specific suggestions based on the recommended program, and that is with regards to the suggested engagement with PRASA and RFR on the 27th of August. I would also suggest that if in any way possible, that we also visit the Gauteng Train Control Nerve Center. You will know that the control center and the importance of also the renewal of the signal equipment is crucial. Hence the train crashes that we have seen and the general concern that we have from RSR in that there's been so many directives and reports and then physical incidents. So I would strongly recommend that we also visit that Siemens Gauteng Train Control Centre. I would also, Chair, recommend that we engage with the Railway Safety Regulator first, before we engage with PRASA, because we will get sensitised with the state of the current situation by the Railway Safety Regulator, and that would equip us to then have a more effective session with PRASA following what we get told by the Railway Safety Regulator. Chair, if we could then also just comment on the suggested program for the 29th, in that there is a concern that it might be a caucus day, seeing that it's Thursday, and we might have to attend caucus, since caucus on Thursday always has preference from programming committee side and the general agreement in Parliament from the women. And I would not want to miss the engagement with RTMC and also RTIA, since those are two very important agencies. And Chair, I would want to suggest that we also add to the theme of roads on that particular day, being the 29th of August, where we see RTMC and RTIA, that we also consider visiting the licensing agency. You might recall from newspaper reports that there's been a huge backlog in the processing and issuing of driving licenses. We need to know what the current situation is, what caused the backlog. There was a lot of stories about strikes and all sorts of things. What are the circumstances around the repetition of such an incident? And from my experience over the previous 5 years, I cannot recall one occasion where we actually engaged with that particular component under transport. Chair, then in the last instance, the suggested program for Friday the 6th of September, which is with SAMHSA, and the ports regulator, Likewise, we haven't seen or had any engagement apart from one presentation that I can recall in 5 years of the National Sea Rescue Institute. There's a huge concern about our capability to react to a serious crisis and rescue operation. And therefore, I would also suggest that we just acquaint ourselves with the current situation. Because they will see it, they will definitely appreciate our attention and priority to them, also see them. Thank you, Chief.
Okay. That's on the note.
And to all the first time. Mine is just one. On the proposed program is on the 20th of August, I think we are going to be engaging with the department, so, but specifically on the quarterly expenditure for the fourth quarter and the first quarter. So the fourth quarter of 2018-19 and the first quarter of 2019-20. But I was just wondering, wouldn't it be prudent and be advisable that we can also get, remember when we were dealing with the APP, when the department came in and made presentations, and we put some concerns and questions on the table, can't we also add on to the, over and above the two quarterly expenditures, that perhaps if the department would be willing that we engage on the concerns that were raised by the committee and the issues that were on the table. One, there were so many acting DJs, and like Hollywood there. And then there was vacancies which were not filled. There were a lot of concerns that were raised in the committee. Obviously, the 400 million rand that was going to be reserved for consultants and business advisors, everything, the shifting of funds from PRASA to SAMRA to GKA, and moving more funds from the non-toll road network to the toll road network. So there were a lot of concerns that committee members in general we put on the table. And what I'm trying to run away from, Chair, is that we have and because remember we had a compressed program, and as such, as members have already expressed, we had limited opportunities to engage with the department. But also, I don't want it to be an opportunity that it becomes a talk show, that we're raising concerns and then those concerns. Because on that day, there were some replies, but there were so many questions which were raised where the DDG said, he doesn't have information, he needs to come back to the committee. So I was just checking to say, over and above the fourth quarter and the first quarter expenditure, can the department do us good by addressing, or we can re-engage them for the concerns that we raised? Because also, it was on record, and it was on the minutes. And then, like a lot of things have not been raised. Like for instance now, the proposal that we go to the Housing Train Control Nerve Center, I think it was one of the concerns that came out from the committee because of the main train accidents that were there. But some of the replies that we're getting, it was that there's a departmental APP and therefore APCs will have to respond. So perhaps this will be an opportunity for us to get those response. But over and above that, the engagement and the input that we put on the day, that the department must address those issues. Because we don't want it to be a talk show about the community. As you just said, Chair, your chief whip is very excited with you. Don't disappoint there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, I think that was a mouthful. Normally, I do prefer a route where we raise hands. I know 10 And I think it's the end of that. It's just normally as we move forward. It's still a long project. I'm just saying in the future, we must get into that mode. Honorable
thank you. Chairperson, I know that I didn't raise, but after he has spoken, I wanted, I'm having another understanding. That's why I raised my hand. I understand that we said we are going to discuss fourth quarter and first quarter on that day. So he was saying we must also discuss other issues. So my suggestion would be that let us write to the department and identify the issues that we want them to clarify us. Because we can't come on that day and we say these are the issues that we must discuss. I don't know, but that's my suggestion, Chairperson. That's why I raised my hand.
Well, let's not debate these issues. But remember, we're talking about the program. Again, let's deal with this program and programmatic in our approach. The 20 year we are agreeing that will also see the office of the auditor general, right? And will then be taken on board on these issues that Honorable Manu and Honorable Hansina have actually raised. So that as we meet with the entity, we know more or less what is the view of the auditor general. So we must have indicated to them that we must put some flesh into their presentation. The 27th will start with railway regulator, then PRASA. That was the suggestion, right? In the end, we are fine. It remains as it is. 29th, I'm told, is the committee week. Yeah, I'm told the committee now during the committee week we can try and do what we are supposed to do. I think Honorable Hansen was raising on a principle. So if the committee week, then we are fine. Thank you very much. This year we find the first we find we have also included the issue of the licensing facility. You have noted it there, right? This year we have five. We'll then move the 6 to the 10. And then what do you mean say? The 10.
To the
10th to the 17th, right? And the 17th, we will then take the date of the 17th and the 20th to October. Are we agreed? So that we accommodate all of. And then on the 11th, it is our common understanding that the 11th, we are going to have a joint meeting three days in that. Let's put it in our program. And that is the problem we are creating all. The nitty gritty is member. So once you have raised issues, those issues come in the form of minutes. We shall have to follow, make a follow upon them. I should hasten to say what one thing good about this committee is that we can understand where we can really change the situation. We should agree that the situation was untenable in terms of time frames and mistakes, shortfalls. We have to understand it. And that is the message we will be communicating with the department, that we are reasonable, we want to work with you, but normally, under normal circumstances, we are going to be dealing with issues as we should deal. We are not going to grandstand, we must be factual and change the situation where we need to change it for the better. One thing that encouraged me, I saw a communication by the department about the meeting already to try and fill the vacancies. 21 executive vacancies. I follow. Then I said, it means they are taking us seriously. So we will make follow-ups as members raise issues moving forward. No issue will be left unattended. So members must prepare themselves as we go to their recess. Familiarize yourself with this entity so that when they present, we don't start afresh. And prepare ourselves. What are the issues that we want to take up with this entity and get them addressed? A mover for the program on a plan here, seconded by Honorable Ramadwa. Now there are letters that come to my office, people congratulating me, others raising issues. I think I'll raise those issues with members so that we all know what people are crying with. And if you look at such letters of congratulations on your side and they want some action by the committee, don't keep them. They are not for you. They are for the committee. Let's deal with those issues of the committee and help the public. Yesterday we had an induction of chairperson the whole day. What to do and what not to do, and what is nice is that we are actually the structure that must be blamed if there is no service delivery, if people are not happy. We are the structure that must be blamed. Because we are placed at a critical level where we need to do oversight, whether things are happening or not. So if things are not happening, we must keep the task as an oversight and make these things to happen. When the department will take credit, we'll also take credit that we are doing our work. So I'm moving from the premise that we are to be blamed for the loss of confidence by public to our government because we are not raising these issues that we need to raise. So, but by so saying, I am inviting members to fearlessly raise issues that we need to raise and correct in a correct manner. And go and enjoy your leave, your constituency. If you need me in your constituency and you want to give up your image, invite me. I can send an African trust work. So I can have it. By that, if you need me, call me, I will be there. Otherwise, let's go and enjoy the constituency period until you meet again, safe on the road. And this is the meeting.